Welcome to Golden Mastermind Seminars Radio with your host, Jeffrey Combs.
Jeffrey Combs, President and Founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. Welcome to Facebook Live 2 for Tuesday. Good to be aboard here with you. If you're just coming on, go ahead and wave, say hello, or whatever you'd like to do to acknowledge yourself. Appreciate you being here on a fall day, October 12th, 2021. Lucy Curran, welcome to Facebook Live this afternoon. Welcome. Good to see you. Topic for today's call is quantum consciousness while also releasing anxiety. So Jesslyn Black, how are you? Tracy Williford, welcome everyone. Good to see all of you. Kim Yancey, good to see you this afternoon. Good to see you. Lucy, good to see you. Thank you. Appreciate you reaching out. Love to see all of my coaching clients. Welcome to today's Facebook Live. So quantum consciousness means sums greater than whole of parts, meaning 2 plus 2 will equal 16. Sum is greater than whole of parts. For those of you who own a business, each and every one of you are in a possibility, in a position to be able to have a quantum leap, meaning that the dues you've paid, the books you've read, the seminars you've attended, the coaching you've received, the discipline that you yourself have learned, the divorces you've gone through, or the divorce you've gone through, or the separation, or any multitude of situations, or in today's world, as you are out there fighting the fight, doing your best to be your best, being the best mom, being the best paid, or being the best entrepreneur, being the person that you know you're capable of. There's also times when it's just overwhelming to get up in the morning. It's challenging. I mean, it is. I mean, especially in today's world. 2 years ago is a completely different situation. But, it just is what it is, and we have to all face that. It's not, there's no normal. There's no going back to normal. And people ask me, what do you predict? What do you feel? I said, I don't feel anything. I don't have anything to predict. What I'm being is my best self while producing results in a relaxed body, letting go, separating feelings from events that shape them, and focusing on healing and recovery, focusing on letting go. James Jordan, good to see you this afternoon. Sandy, good to see you. Good to see so many good people this afternoon. Welcome, everyone. Lori, good to see you. And letting go is such a skill that is a component of quantum consciousness. So quantum consciousness, how it could apply to you, is it means that you've been struggling, you've been challenged, you're tiptoeing quietly through life, you've been getting your ass handed to, your ass kicked, you haven't been living up to your potential. And for whatever reason, one day, one way, one moment, one week, you hit an emotional rock bottom and you tell yourself, I'm so done with this. This can actually happen to you. It happened to me. You can hit that rock bottom. And that rock bottom doesn't mean you're homeless. Doesn't mean that you're destitute. It means that emotionally you just can't do this anymore. You can't do this for your kids. You can't live like this for your family. You can't live like this for yourself. You can't continue to be average. You reach that space where you know you have within you the ability to be the best you. Now, you may not have been that for very much of your life. You've all had flashes of brilliance. You've hit rank advancements. You've had sales. You sold houses. You rehabbed houses. You flipped a house. You built a team. You built an organization. You built a business. John, good to see you. John Lundgren, Tom Nash, good to see you. Charles Howell, good to see you. All of you have experienced some level of success, but you haven't attained the success you know you're capable of. That would be the quantum leap. That would be quantum consciousness. That would be the sum becomes greater than whole of parts. That's when you next level. That's where you separate your feelings from the events that shape them. That's where you scale consciousness. That's where you move into higher levels of awareness. That's what quantum consciousness is. And then as you move up there, you stay there because you just tell yourself you're not going back. You could virtually go from being a waitress to being a multiple six-figure selling real estate. I mean, if you're in the right market at the right time, that unequivocally can happen to you. I coach a young man, Zach Bazanza, 22 years old. He got his real estate license in January of 2020, and he had he had a he didn't have a six-figure year last year, but he had a multiple five-figure year while he was waiting tables. He absolutely is having a quantum leap at 22 years old this year, and he's learning the skills of being a self-sufficient real estate professional. And all of you can do the same thing. Right place, right time. Kevin Woods, good to see you. I've watched Kevin Woods have a quantum leap. I've watched Kevin go from having debt to being free of debt in less than 2 years. I mean, that's amazing. I mean, Kevin is almost completely free of debt, and he didn't have just a little bit. He had enough that it was easy to get overwhelmed. But he had a quantum leap through his sales career, through simple discipline, through letting go, through mastering his emotions, through putting energy into changing, no longer being the mind-body connection to the events that shape the feelings. Bernice asks, when is the right time? The right time is when you're ready. I mean, when you're ready, you're ready. There's no perfect time. There's no right time. The right time is now. Whenever now is now. And as you have a better understanding of what now means, you are no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shape the feelings. So the quantum field is a field of energy that we all can access. However, most of society is shut off from it because of traumas, trauma bonds, events, addictions, alcoholic families, molestations, sexual abuse, beatings, tauntings, traumas, hazing, a multitude of situations, mean girls picking on you, a whole litany of situations that can rob us of our feelings. And so then we live in our upper body. We live in an overwhelmed state. We live in an unorganized, Aaron, good to see you this afternoon, in an unorganized, overwhelmed state of conscious unconsciousness. All of you can change. All of you can let go. It's not relegated to only me. You can be that man. You can be that woman. You can virtually go from the outhouse to the penthouse. I did it. You can do it in real estate, insurance, direct sales, coaching, speaking, branding, internet marketing, being an influencer, being an affluencer, any multitude of situations. You can do it in a job. You can do it in a business. You can do it in a sales job because you start to commit to being your best you. But that excellence that's been missing, it's going to be your responsibility to be able to master that. And if you're not mastering those emotions, then you'll just continue to tiptoe quietly through life and unfortunately arrive at your grave safely. Yes, Lucy, the outhouse to the penthouse. Mark Weber, good to see you this afternoon. So the quantum field is a space of energy. It's up there. You can't really see it, but that's where the morphogenic field is. That's where the energy that you have the ability to attract your reality, people and situations that will fulfill a new set of feelings. As you are no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shape the feelings, you are you and you are free. And as you start to really dig in and dig your well before you're thirsty, as you start to pay the price of success rather than paying the pain of regret, as you start to focus on sobriety, recovery, and healing, you're separating your feelings from the events that have kept you a victim, victimized, traumatized, disappointed, overwhelmed in a whole litany and multitude of situations that keep you getting ready to get ready. And when you are ready, I mean, the only person who will know when you're ready is you. So Carol said she's looking forward to accessing the quantum energies. All right. So that any one of David Hawkins' books, but especially The Map of the Scale of Consciousness Explained is the book that will give you the most insight on that. What it means is that you're able to begin a let go process of being codependent. You're letting go of being a caretaker. You're letting go of taking care of people, over obligating yourself. You're letting go of letting your relatives and other people in your circle of influence take advantage of you. You start to develop clearer boundaries. You're able to stand up to the tyranny of what's going on around you in the world and the people who've taken advantage of you. And you no longer feel guilty. You no longer feel traumatized. You're able to take a stand and let people go easily and effortlessly and focus on you without feeling guilty. That unequivocally raises consciousness. Kira just said, always letting go. The answers are available to you. They're in the quantum field. It's the no factor. It's I understand. I'm aware. I'm able to attract to my reality people and situations to fulfill a set of feelings. And letting go gives you that skill. It allows you to be your best you. It allows you to separate your feelings from events. It allows you to no longer be in anxiety, fear, and doubt. Anxiety, fear, and doubt is a low level of suppressed energy that will not allow you to scale consciousness. So when you have phone fear, when you have anxiety about the outcome, when you're worried about making a mistake, when you keep telling yourself stories in your head about people and situations, that's what you begin to let go of. And you begin to smile and dial. You begin to let go. You begin to communicate differently. You begin to live in a relaxed body. You begin to transmute a different level of energy. You start to open yourself up to the possibility of, instead of playing small, you start, it's not that you live larger, but playing small keeps you down like this. You're not going to live large. What it means is you're going to live. It's instead of complicating it, you want to practice simplicity. And it means commit to the process. And people say to me, well, what do I do? Well, what you do is you change. And that change requires a 7-day-a-week process where there are no more cheat days. You won't cheat yourself out of days by criticizing yourself. You won't have a self-talk that says, I can't do this. And many people live in this state, my own family won't listen to me. Well, your own family is not, your own family won't listen to you for whatever reason. And that's what you let go of. You're not going to build a business around your family. You're going to build a business because you're committed. Your family is who your family is. And the more you let go of disappointment, rejection, abandonment, you can step into your power and no longer be the mind-body connection to those events that shape the feelings. So the skill of letting go is a major component in accessing consciousness. You can't let go of what you stay in denial of. So letting go is a skill, and as it's learned, as you understand it, as you understand the mechanism, you can step into your power of it. You're not the mind-body connection to it. You're not holding on to anxiety, fear, and doubt. Anxiety, fear, and doubt keeps you in a low level of energy, in a self-talk that keeps you perpetuating the same set of feelings over and over. So Lucy just said, no more perpetrators. Very good. That's Bernice says, I'm always letting go. I'm not afraid. These are great comments, all of you. And it means that you're much more skilled at neutralizing other people who criticize you, violate you, traumatize you, put you in a position to validate, justify, and explain yourself. You become a lot more relaxed in handling adversity. You're not afraid of it. You're able to address and embrace it. So Eric says, letting go of making sense. Thank you, Eric. So that's the analytically egoic mind that tries to make sense of a situation. And as you let go of trying to make sense, you are not the mind-body connection to the events that shape the feelings, meaning that you don't recreate the same situation over and over. You don't sabotage yourself. You don't attract men and women who violate you. You don't attract men and women who traumatize you, criticize you. You're able to pick up on them quickly, and you're able to distance yourself. You're able to let these people go quickly without holding on to a set of feelings. It becomes a very liberating experience as you learn to be and do this. This is a major breakthrough for you as you start to live in this space called consciousness. When you are no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shape the feelings, you are you, and you are free. So the skill of letting go, as I said, is a skill. You want to create the space daily to be able to be your best self. And that the quantum leaps are where 2 + 2 = 16. And that quantum leap is the sum is greater than the whole of its parts. And you can absolutely be your best by doing this on a daily basis. And you're also able to produce more with less effort. That's part of a quantum leap. It's not hard work. It's not pushing the rock up the hill. It's being able to easily and effortlessly let go. Because you're not anxious about it. You're not scared. You're not perpetuating the same set of feelings over and over. You're in a very relaxed body. You're not worried about the outcome. You're free. You are you, and you are free. You're not overwhelmed by the possibilities anymore. And as you move into the no state, you know you're good enough. And as you live in that state, then you're not in the same doubt. There's not the yeah, but you don't understand my situation is. And as you live in that state right there, that's consciousness. And consciousness, once you move into that state, you can stay there for the rest of your life. You can relapse occasionally, but the relapses you will experience won't last very long because you've done enough effort that you've developed the reflexes not to relapse. And as you're able to easily and effortlessly let go, you're in a state of consciousness. And you're going to spend less and less time in anxiety, fear, and doubt. You're not worrying about events that haven't happened. And as you master those emotions, you're going to change who and what you attract. It becomes very liberating to be able to live this way. And you're not overwhelmed. You're not telling yourself stories. You're in a very relaxed body, being your best you. And as you breathe and release and let go, it's a very liberating experience. This is also how you learn to release the weight you hold on to, because a lot of the weight you hold on to is stuff, repressed feelings. The debt you hold on to is stuff, repressed feelings. The feelings you hold on to are stuff, repressed feelings. And as you have a better understanding of why you do that, and you move out of the denial, the stories, and you're not concerned about who you let go. If you're worried about who you let go, you're not really letting them go. You're not responsible for other people's feelings, you're responsible for yours. And if someone is going to be mad at you because you're taking a stand for yourself, well, you'd be comfortable with that because you're not responsible for their feelings, especially when you're coming from integrity. If someone challenges you and you say, you know what, I'm not in a position to be in this relationship anymore, or whatever you say, it's in a very relaxed statement and you're neutralizing the aggression. You're not buying into it because you're not the counterforce to someone else's force. You're in an easy, effortless state called consciousness. And that state is effortless as you master it. And people show up, they come to you frequently. You're not the mind-body connection of the events. It's easy and effortless. You're able to easily let go. And when you live in that state of awareness, you're responsible for your feelings. You're not responsible for anyone else's. And you're in a very, very relaxed energy. And as you're able to live in that state of consciousness, that's the morphogenic field, the quantum field, and that's also the Akashic Records. It means you're able to connect with all of it right here, right now. And as you live in that state of here and now, it's amazing what begins to show up because it becomes easy. It becomes effortless. There's no energy around it. There's no attachment. And you're able to let events and people go quickly, easily, effortlessly. And you're not angry anymore. I mean, you start to address anger, resentment, hate, disappointment, frustration, all the energies around anger, while being present, being here, and being now. My name is Jeffrey Combs. I'm the president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. It's my absolute privilege and pleasure to be here with you this afternoon. This is 2 for Tuesday. I will be here Tuesday night at 9 p.m. Pacific, 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I thank all of you for being here this afternoon. It's my honor, privilege. Tony Winger, good to see you this afternoon. My honor, privilege, and pleasure to be here with you. Thank you, Bernice. If you are considering rehiring me, go right up there and send me a message. Or if you're a first-time watcher and you'd like to find out more about my coaching, go right up there and send me a message. Thank you very much, everyone. You have an outstanding afternoon.